so we're going to go into trapped emotions, and for those of you that raised your hand, I'll help you find them, because if you haven't read the whole book, there's regular Heartwell and Inherited.
Yeah, I haven't.
Okay, so do I have permission to ask for you guys? Because you always want permission. So the book says you can do immediate family without asking their permission. Your moms, your dads, your husbands, your kids, your sisters, your brothers. If there's a whole bunch of family, emotion code your parents first, because it already strips away like half of all of your siblings.
So you just go, okay.
So erasing one off your mom is like erasing five in the family.
Right, but you could go like into my brother right now and I could release from him without his permission.
For friends that need permission, all you do is, I just come up and say, I'm taking this body work class. Can I work on you sometime? And they think they're going to get a massage. And they'll say yes because they didn't have to commit to a time. You don't say Tuesday at 8. Can I just work on you sometime? Oh, sure. Well, sure is not a yes. I take that as a yes? Sure. Is that a yes? Yes. Okay, great. Now I have permission to work on them forever. You only need to get permission once to work on them. You just say, hey, I'm taking this new course and I've got to do some practicing. Can I work on you sometime? You can say that over the phone. Because they don't have to commit to a time, you'll probably get a yes. But sure is not a yes. Do you want to marry me? Sure. No, that didn't work. Yes or no? You know? Okay? So when I ask about yours, you know, that's why I asked if I had permission to get your emotions, regular heart, well inherited, male, female lineage. So you want to put that in your sentence, female lineage, inherited emotion.
I'm writing this.
Because once I give it to you, I forget it.
Okay, so.
Inherited female emotion. Then I go, is it column A, column B? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2.
B6, 2.
It's this one here. That's inherited.
Shame.
No.
Wow.
So all of that has to be in your sentence. So I'm going to give you all the emotions and then you'll all do them at once. But for you, so they say, so on people and on horses, you're doing the governing meridian.
Yep.
Okay, and the governing meridian runs from here, conception comes up, and runs down the back. So when we're doing horses and people, we're doing from like the bottom of the neck down over the sacrum.
Yep.
And the same thing with the horses. You don't want to be on the side, you want to be on their spine. Whether you use a magnet or the energy part of your hand, that's why I have this part over the spine, not this part. Okay, and they say for inherited, you have to do like two more swipes because it's more stuck. That makes sense. So yep. We can't reach this. So on us, you do from your nose up and over your head to as far as you can reach. So yours would be, I'm now releasing the trapped inherited female lineage emotion of shame 7 times. But all of that has to be in your sentence. Like when you have 242.
I can just do it.
Well, like EFT tapping, you saying it and your cells hearing it is part of the clearing. Okay, so for the clients that don't like the woo-woo stuff on the horses, that's when you say, oh, we're going to be needing a carrot for that first rib thing, and you send them on the errand, and that's when you clear all the trapped emotions so the horse can hear it. He's fine for a minute if you could grab a carrot or a treat for the move that's later on, and then you do the woo-woo stuff, the north, south, and that, and then they're back.
Do you want to repeat again?
I'm going to do it with each one of you, okay?
And isn't it in here?
Wording, or no, it may be in the book. I don't know. Anyway.
Well, you wrote down inherited female emotion.
Yeah.
And the trapped emotion of shame. So yeah, that is in your sentence.
And it's now I want to clear the...
No, I am now releasing the trapped inherited emotion from female lineage of shame. So it's saying where it is, what it is, and that it's being released. You know, I ask every week, is there anything to clear after that, you know?
There's not a time to clear that.
Sure there is. So like for Claire, do you want one, Claire? Okay. So are you guys watching? So I'm asking for Claire, regular Hartwell inherited, female lineage, male lineage. So it's her dad or grandfather all the way up. And when you clear that, you're clearing them as well, whether they're alive on this planet or not. Okay, but it's still something that came in with your DNA that set up patterns.
We don't need to know how far back.
Huh.
Okay.
You inherited it, stuck with you. When they die, you get it. It's like karma. That's why it's like dog shit on the shoes. Yeah. Okay? So hers, in her sentence, is inherited male lineage. Then you ask, is it in column A? I get a yes. Box 1, 2, 3, 4, I get a yes. 1, 2, B, A, 4, 2. So she's going to write male lineage, 8, 4, 2.
Bitterness.
A.
And then bitterness is going to be in her sentence. She's going to say, I'm now releasing the trapped inherited male lineage emotion of bitterness. And she's going to do that 7 times. Okay, and the person without the name tag?
Jim.
Oh, my jacket.
Okay. So yours is Hartwell. So you want to write down Hartwell.
So you're asking Hartwell, male or female?
B3-2. That's only an inherited. Because did you inherit it from the mom's side or did you inherit it from the dad's side? In Hartwell, it's yours.
Oh.
So the book explains that Hartwell is things that when we were hurt and we build up a little bit so it wouldn't hurt us again. But then we're not realizing that when people want to love us, they're bouncing off that Hartwell and they can't get in. And we're like, why don't I feel love? And they're like, well, I'm trying, but you're not accepting. Okay, and the book says you can ask what Hartwell is made of. My partner at the time, his was like a safe, and mine's like water. I always go to water to ground. Okay, so you have Hartwell. Then at what period in time in your life? So I just asked 0 through 10, 10 through 20. So I get a yes on age 10 through 20. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So she's going to write down age 15 Hartwell. And then I ask about, is column A, column B, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, B5, 1. So her sentence is going to be age 15 Hartwell trapped emotion of
conflict
is going to be released. But if you have conflict in areas of your life, you can see where it keeps coming up and keeps coming up.
Age 15 doesn't,
yeah,
there's nothing.
I'm 15. There's nothing.
Nothing that you're aware of, but there's something sitting in your body.
Yes. Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
It's not mine.
Yeah, it is.
It is. I know what it is. It's not, yeah.
But see, there's a judgment, so you can choose to do it or not. So you ready?
Yeah.
Regular Hartwell inherited female male lineage. So you want to write that down?
Yeah.
Make on B, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4. B, 5, 4.
Can you say that again?
B,
we still have to process
5, 4. Inherited male lineage.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready? Hartwell. So when it's Hartwell, I just ask, is it current?
Okay.
And so then that's when I go back through the years.
Okay.
I don't want to find it's current after I went to 0 through 10, 10 to 20, 20 through 30, 30 through 40. So how old are you now?
30.
Okay. So when I'm asking 0 through 10, 0 means an embryo. So when I was an embryo, I already knew that I was coming into two parents that didn't want me. So that's that kind of stuff. And you can get that on the horses too. You know, the mare was stressed when the foal was an embryo. Okay, so Hartwell for you, 0 through 10, no, 10 through 20, yes. So age 10, 11, 12, 13. So age 13, Hartwell.
Okay.
Column A, column B, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. B3, 3.
That's great.
Column B.
B3, 3.
5, 4.
Great.
And you can think about what happened the time, or you can just, me, I just want it gone.
Yeah,
I don't need to process it, but it could have been when my dad flushed my toilet, that was still my turtle that was still alive down the toilet. You don't know what little things trigger us
right.
when we're growing up.
Do you ever ask, do we need to know more?
And the book gets into that.
Right.
On the horses,
it's not overwhelming at that point with me.
Mm-hmm. But on the horses, I just ask if there's a trapped emotion. I don't go into regular heart while inherited. I just ask if there's anything I need to know more about it to clear it for the horse. People, you want to know where it is, because after you get all of those cleared, you go into old injuries.
I think a lot of these horses are bred with it are cold back, and they keep. Maybe we could go into inherited.
So, did I give you one, Donna?
Not yet.
Okay.
I hope you're going to show us how to do this for ourselves.
Well, it's in the book. It was part of the homework.
No, I started reading it, and I didn't get it today, but not just because my left brain's taking over.
Yeah. So, female inherited. Column A, column B. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2. B, 6, 2. Yours is heart wall, current, no. 0 to 10, 10. Age 28, Hartwell. Column A, column B, 1, 2, 3, 1, B, 3, 1. I think that's confusion. Sometimes you'll have aha moments.
Exactly.
You know, so, but when I ask a friend if I can clear them, and I'm going, you know, man, you had a whole bunch at, like, age, what was he? 32, that was like grief and heartache and all these things. He goes, oh, my best friend committed suicide. He said, how did you know that that happened at age 32? I said, oh, they just all came up at that time. And then something else happened at 44 that was more effort unreceived and love. And he said, oh, that's when my wife said she wanted a divorce. He's like, how did you know? Just asking.
Can you go ahead and do me too?
No, you already did yours.
I never have done so this morning.
Inherited female lineage. Your mom hasn't cleared all her trapped emotions.
No.
B3-2. Okay. Tech grief.
Defensiveness.
Oh, defensiveness. Yeah, that's your mom. But when you clear, yeah, she was my student. And she's staying in the house with us right now.
Ava, when you clear it, and you know, you do it yourself, does it matter which hand you use?
So remember in the DVD that I have, everything that's in the top is north. Mm-hmm. So if I'm laying on my stomach, this is north. If I'm standing up, this is north. Yes. So north hand is always on north. South hand is always on south. It's just a stronger energy. You know, if your right shoulder's bum and you have to do it with your left hand, you know, that's fine. You have to. Okay, so you're saying out loud so that your DNA can hear it as you're going over. I'm now releasing the trapped emotion, da 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 da. You do that 5 times, 7 times if it's inherited. Then use your yes and no and see if it increased your vitality. So those words are going to be in your sentence.
And you say the words like B54, that's the coordinate.
I am now releasing the trapped emotion of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you want to be more,
if you name it,
it's going to be a little bit more thorough. If I'm out in the field and I don't have it, I can just say the horse is now releasing the trapped emotion that is B52.
Yeah.
But some people want to keep a pattern and see what's going on, because the end part of this emotion code sheet. Can I borrow your book?
Sure.
Okay, and we get into this in level 2. So remember I said my friend that had breathing issues, he had 42 trapped emotions affecting lungs. So when I'm writing them down, I want to pay attention and go back to the organ it's affecting. Because when you're clearing trapped emotions, you want to see one up here, one down there. You don't want to see them all in the same box. In level 2, we ask, does it affect lung or colon? And then we chase that path. Okay, so like grief is lungs. He had a lot of grief in his family and met his real dad when he was like 48 or something.
I personally found, because I've been doing this since January, like a lot in my heart, a lot there. So that was kind of worrisome. And my heart like palpates real weird sometimes. And I've noticed it's beating a lot more evenly now that I've cleared a lot.
Yeah, it affects the organ, and the organ affects the chiropractic.
I have a story. Yeah, I don't know if it's that time. Sure. Okay. I had read the book. I listened to the book on audio as well. And I knew that I had trapped emotions that I needed to release, tons of them. So I was having chest pains for probably 3 to 4 months maybe in there. And I didn't know whether it was my asthma or whether it was my heart, but our family on my dad's side has a lot of heart issues. And my brother, older, had been in the hospital. My sister, younger, has been in the hospital with him. And I thought, oh no, I really need to get this checked. And I was like, no, let's look at the trapped emotions. And I went in there and I asked if it was my lungs. No. Heart, yes. And I went back and it was abandonment back in my childhood, which my mother told us that my dad had left us because of us.
Wow.
It sets up patterns.
My chest has not hurt since then.
Yeah.
I've not had any. And they would, you know, I'd get real excited, anxiety, and it's just, I had more energy. I couldn't sleep the whole night.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like, boy, that's a fine time to do it.
At night.
And it's ever since, I've not had any chest pains. My heart would just beat so low and I had no energy. It's like it was just, my blood pressure was like dropping. And
it's all connected. And when we finish emotion coding us and the horses, it's amazing.
Ever since, I've had energy that I didn't even know. It's amazing.
That's why it's in the class. So when I took this class in Taft, Tennessee, my friend in Arizona that had been a host, her dad died, her old German Shepherd that was a lot of pain had to be put down, and her Amazon parrot in our kitchen died all in the same week. And she's out in the car and she's calling me and I'm in Taft, Tennessee, and she's like, I can't face anybody, I can't breathe, I don't want to be on the planet. I said, well, let me try this thing. And when you have a friend that you want to do, you just kind of shrink them down and pretend they're on a massage table and you're going down over their back. So I said, do I have your permission to do something? She's like, yeah. She'd already taught one of these classes with me. So she's like, yeah, you do whatever you need to do. And so I cleared 3 heart wall emotions that were current. And she texts me 10 minutes later. She goes, I can breathe. Did you do something? And I went, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. I said, yeah, I'll just keep working on you every day. And she's like, you know, I can go handle. Yeah, but I was in Tennessee and she was in Arizona. That was a shock to me.
Yeah.
It was like, just, wow. She's like, I can breathe. Did you do something? All of a sudden, my heart just. So whether you take it to heart or not, this is really important stuff. And then we, in level 2, when we're chasing down disease in the body, then we ask about, is it lung or colon? And then we see what else is going on in the colon or what else is going on in the lung. It's pretty cool stuff. It's just another indicator of where there's issues in the bodies when the horse can't tell you anything. So go ahead and clear your emotions 5 times if it's yours in heart wall, 7 times if it's inherited. And then you're going to see how much it increases your vitality. So I am now releasing the trapped emotion of. August 3rd through 5th is out here. So, and then use your yes, no, did that increase your vitality? So, and your left brain is going to say, I got to stand up. So your right brain can say, please show me my sitting down, yes. Please show me my sitting down, no. Yeah, so they're little things. You need to be at 90% before you're working on people and horses. They're just little things. Do I need to do these taps? No. Do I need to clear an emotion? Yes. Is there something I need to eat or drink? Yes. Is there anything else I need before I go work on this horse? It's that easy. Energy work is mineral depleting. That's why the lemon water, the electrolytes and all that stuff, drinking it before you go work on the horses this afternoon is really good. Big, hot, heavy, deep-fried foods, fish and chips, french fries, all that's going to make you really sleepy in the afternoon. Try and eat some live food at lunchtime. Something with energy, salad, veggies, something. Cool. And energy snacks. Did everybody do their emotion? Mm-hmm. Did your vitality go up? Mm-hmm. Cool. So I expect you to do the other two by the end of day. You can do that on lunch. And if you start to feel those kind of emotions come up, remember, just look for her, me. Whenever I'm feeling something and I go, God, I'm not feeling good, I ask, is it mine? It's not? Okay, thanks very much. Send it back. I got into this, I didn't know I was an empath and a healer until 9 years ago, and it just hit me sideways. So all I knew is I wanted to help horses that were in pain, I wanted to do endurance rides, I didn't want to keep paying someone else to not fix my horse. So I took all the courses for Tiki, I love my little Tiki horse. So motivation, we always do it for someone else. Okay, so the other thing we're going to do is essential oils. Anybody sensitive to smells? Okay. In your book, you'll see a hand and foot chart.
Do you want to scan the hand chart first?
It's okay. So there's your hand and foot chart, and when you look at all those areas and all those things, if you have any of those symptoms, there's points on your feet and your hands that you can be working. Acupuncture meridians. Okay? Sciatica, headaches, gallbladder, pancreas, heart, anything. It's all in our feet. And what do? We take a shower, we don't even rub them dry, we get out of the shower, the air dry, and we stick them in shoes all day. Except for me that lives in Hawaii and gets to be in sandals and have pretty toes.
And they are pretty, I saw them.
That's my yin, you know, when you're out here in jeans and tennis shoes, I get to go, oh, I got pretty toes. Okay, so when we do the essential oils, you're going to be rubbing them all over your feet because you're actually stimulating all those points. I just want you to look and see if there's any, you know, one or two things that you have, and then you rub that area a little bit more. Okay? Cross crawl is when right and left are connecting. You guys heard about that? So when you're walking, you know, and this leg's coming forward, that's cross crawl. Donna Eden has cross crawl where you're touching like this. Okay, because of that, your right hand is going to do your left foot. And your left hand is going to do your right. It circles the whole brain and brings the energy all back around. Okay? You're going to look up what oils you need, and then we're going to look up why. And this is not diagnosing and treating, but it is. Okay, so if I ask, she needs 3 oils, she needs 4. I'll let you guys do the rest. We're just going to be using the oils on the table. We're going to kind of spread them out. First thing you're going to do is write down what oils that you got a yes for. If you think you have to pick it up and hold it, that's your left brain. I can look at the one with the orange lid and say, do I need that one? No. Do I need that one? Yes. Okay? And then we're going to show you how to look up why you need it. And we do a lot of this in level 2. We do this with the hot oil treatments for Lyme's, EPM, EPSM, kissing spine, gait abnormalities. Like wintergreen works on bone pain and inflammation. When I had my hip surgery, I took 3 drops of wintergreen, 3 frankincense, and 2 fennel, 1 gel cap every day, and I had no internal pain, and I walked into the doctor's office 9 days later, and he's like, where's your crutches? Where your canes? I don't have any pain. I don't need it. Okay, so some of you might have the Modern Essentials phone app. Do you?
No, I do not.
Oh.
Well, Mom does.
If you can, yeah, download it. It's $6.99. It's the only app I've ever paid for. And it's put out by Modern Essentials, which doesn't work for any one oil company. So the FDA really cracked down on all the holistic products of people saying what it could do. Frankincense cures cancer.
Yeah.
So I just tell them, we're not allowed to say that anymore. I just tell them to go look at the video on YouTube of frankincense killing cancer. You know, and I let someone else say that. But it tells you how to use the oils, what to use them for, but they're not for Young Living, they're not for doTERRA. It just tells you what the plants do. So I was hoping we'd have more than one phone app here, so you might need to download it. Looks like this. Okay? So when you guys pick your oils, then I'm going to show you how to find out why. Okay? So go up one or two at a time and find what oils you need and just write them down. We're not going to take them off the table yet. But I make up oil recipes for people and I'll be like, wow, 8 of them are for inflammation and 5 are for nerve tonic. And they'll say, yeah, I have fibromyalgia.